Okay, today's daf is daf beis in Gulin. Learn today's daf, Zeichonishmas Devorah Bas Rav Yitzhak Aaron. The Shomer should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we're going to start from the beginning. It's the best place to start.
As a matter of fact, it's so good, it made us so good.
We can start in the beginning. Okay, so the Gemara talks about Gulin. Gulin again is all... Basically, there are basically 10 topics in Chulin. It's basically broken down into topics. First two prakim in Chulin are all about Hilchos Shechita. There's a machlokas rishonim as to whether or not Shechita is actually a mitzvah. The Rambam in multiple places writes that Shechita is a mitzvah, just like checking simanim on the bird, he writes it's a mitzvah. The Ramban all over it has his asagos, and the Ravid as well. They argue and say Shechita is not a mitzvah, it's just a hekidimsa. If you want to go ahead and eat meat, then you have to do it a certain way. Okay, that's a machlokas. There's also machlokas is where we learned the halachas from Shechita from. So some say it's halacha Moshe Sinai, some we learned it out from Zvachim. Idea is that most a lot of the halachas from Kulin are halachas Moshe Sinai, and we'll delve into them from the beginning. Mishnah starts. Hakol, everyone, all. Okay, the Gemara is going to make a diak. What does that mean? Hakol shochtin, everyone can shecht. Ushkitasa and Kashera. And if they do shecht, their shkita is kasher. The Gemara is going to ask right away, Sira, Hakol Shochtin sounds like Achila. Ish the shecht, Ushkitasa and Kashera sounds like a lashon b'diavad. That's going to be the Gemara's first question. Hakol Shochtin, Ushkitasa and Kashera. Right, fine, Ushkitasa and Kashera. Achutz, except, we have the exceptions, Mecheresh, Cheresh is someone, Sheino Shomeya, the Eino Medaber, Oshota, means a fool, if someone wakes in the middle of the night, goes and rolls around in the cemeteries. The katan, and so and a katan, and a machlokas as to whether we're talking about someone who's 13 years old, or maybe he's 18 years old. Everyone machlokas there also. The katan, shema yikalkilu eshchitasan, because we're concerned that maybe they're going to mess up. Maybe they're going to mess up in the shchita, and if they mess up in the shchita, then you're going to be eating nevela, basically. It's going to be no good. But kulan, and all of them, meaning, according to Rashi, the cheresh shot to the katan, if they went ahead and did shchita, meaning b'di'evit, if they did shchita, v'acherim ro'enoson and gedolim bnei das, people who know the halachas of shchita were watching them and can attest to the fact that the shchita was inappropriately, then b'di'evit shchitas nakasheira, then their shchita is kasher. First Tosos says, the Mishnah said a kol shchotin. Kol means everybody, and the exceptions are cheir shchotin v'katan. So assuming is that women can also shecht. Tosos brings down kasa behilchos eretz Yisrael. Not sure what safer that is. When the Hilchot Yisrael, the Nashim lo yishchatu. That woman should not shecht. Mipnesha daitun kalos. Whatever that means. Daitun kalos.
Coward.
Ve nira. Tosos argues. Tosos is very, very, very liberal here. Tosos argues. There's no way. Ve nira. Da filu bimukdashun shchotos luchatchila. Because even when it comes to hektesh, we allow what might shchitos ksheir bizarre. And even when it comes to hektesh, we would allow women to shecht luchatchila. Kedarmin beperakol psulim, like we saw in Masechah Zvachim. It's it said there, kol ha-psulim she-shachtu divi-eved in l'chad-chilo, all the psulim who've shechted b'di-eved mekam l'chad-chilo not, or iminu v'shachat melamed she-shchita k'shero, u'mashani hu adin dafi l'chad-chilo el mishun delami d'mishnei tamei b'mukdash l'chad-chilo. Right? Tamei b'mukdash l'chad-chilo lo. Tani nami, the whole there, the diak of there was to tell me that l'chad-chilo t'meim shouldn't shecht. Not that women shouldn't shecht. The women can shecht. So Tosas argues and says, women can shecht. Lach l'maitse, ask your LOR. So that's the Mishnah. So now the Gemara asked the question, seemingly asked the question that we mentioned at the beginning. Hakol shoftin, when it says hakol shoftin, that's mashma lichachila. The halach is anyone could shecht hakol shoftin. But then ushchitas non kishera, then it's only mashma b'di'evet. Hakol seems everyone, then mashma b'di'evet. Let's see if I'm missing. Right, Rashi says ushchitas non kishera b'di'evet. Rashi says, Bitmiyah. The Kasha, first in the Gemara. The Kasha Resha, it's a question on the Resha, the Mashma, the Hu Israbi Meyakol, the Chathila Israbi, the Yosefa Mashma, the Chimarbina Meyakol, the Evan Marbin, Avachil Lo Israbi. Rashi says that it's Mashma that all the people can shecht, not that there's necessarily Stira. We're going to see in a moment that we could change the question. But Rashi says that the question is, which one is it? Is it the Chathila or B'di'evi? Which way does it go? He says, you can't say that the Mishnah is just talking about lechachila, that's one statement. The cave of the Tana, kol shochtin, pshita the kshera. Because once it says kol shochtin, you don't need shchitas kshera. You can't read that as one statement, because it's unnecessary to read that as one statement. So the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. Your premise is that when it says Hakol Shoftim, that means the Chachila. Are you meaning to tell me that every time it says the words Hakol, it's going to be the Chachila? Two ways to answer a question. Number one is answer the question, or number two is attack the premise. So let's attack the premise. The premise seems to say that Hakol is Lashon L'Chachila. I'm going to bring you cases where Hakol is not Lashon L'Chachila. Amar Rav Acha, Brei de Rav of the Rav Ashi, the Kol Hakol L'Chachila Hu, is every case of Kol L'Chachila, look at Rashi, the Kol Hakol L'Chachila Hu, the Tikshelach, that you're going to ask the question, V'lo Tuchal L'Omar Kula D'Yevin, maybe you can say the whole thing is B'Yevin, V'Hachi Kamar, Hakol Torah Shkidas Noheges Behem, Shim Shachin, Osma Psulim, the Rabbi Teshkut Kishera. Maybe it's saying all of them are included in the idea of Shkita, so that if they would go ahead and do Shkita, it would be Kashyap B'Yevin. How are you saying, why are you assuming that Hakol means L'Chachila? I'll give you an example. Elamiyata, the first Mishnah Masech is Temura. Right, Temura is, I have animal A and animal B, and I try to transfer the Kedusha from animal A to animal B. I'm not allowed to do that, and if I do it, it's effective, and both of them get the Kedusha, plus you have to pay a fine. Right, so it says, Hakol Mamrim, right, Hakol Mamrim, Echad HaNashim, VeEchad HaNashim, Haki Namid L'Chachilahu. It says, Hakol Mamrim, everyone can do Temura. And so everyone in L'Chachilah should do Temura? That can't be. Haksiv, the Pasuk says, V'lo Yachlif Lenu, you can't flip it. V'lo Yamiro So, Tov Bera Rabba Tov. So a Kol Mamrim can't be L'Chachilah, so just like a Kol Mamrim over there is not L'Chachilah, so to hear a Kol should not be L'Chachilah.
Explain that, that means
b'di'evet.
How do you explain the last line
of
the Mishnah?
That
it would be
b'di'evet,
Kol,
b'di'evet,
Shera.
What's the last line? No, a Kol Shera would be b'di'evet. Which would mean even b'di'evet, if they shecht it, it's no good. But, except if somebody watched them, then they would also be kosher b'di'evet. Right. Beyond going those three. So he says, Haksiv lo yachit flenev lo yamir oso. Right? Rashi says, Ela Kol Hamamrim, Mi matzis lemer l'chachila yavi behemus chul and eitzel behemus kachin veyomer zok tamur zo. Who can say that l'chachila? Sorry, you can bring a behemah and do tamura. V'hakol the tamura refers hasam. So Gemara says hasam the katani time. And there, Gemara already gave. So thank you. Gemara already gave the answer. Right? Lo she'adam rashay lamir. Not that a person is. Gemara says not that a person is permitted to do tamura. If it did go ahead and do tzmura mumar, it's effective. This sofeg es arba'in, and you get 40 malchus. Tosa says, why do you get 40 malchus? You maybe should get 80. There's lo yamir lo yichlen. Maybe they're two lavin. You have to figure that out also. So he says that's so there. The Gemara answered the question, right? Rashi says, hasam k'tay taima the akar la'kol deresha. It already uprooted the akol of the resha. To lo tama l'chachilahu. Don't say that it's l'chachilah, but. About Hakol Shochtin Beduktekai. But here, the Gemara, there's nothing to upset the Hakol to say that it's B'di'evet, it's L'Chatchila. The Kol Kama D'lo Akar Lei, so long as you don't uproot the meaning of Hakol, V'tana Shiyu Psulim Rasharim L'Shchot Ki D'Akar Hasam, Mashal L'China Ravinu. So as long as you don't uproot it, it's Mashal L'Chatchila, you can do it. So again, now we still have, yeah, you try to tell me that Hakol, thank you, you try to tell me that Hakol means that, doesn't mean the chachila, it can mean b'di'evet, which must be the case, because it can't be chachila from Temura, no, Temura is different, because the Mishnah already uproots it from the definition of chachila. But here we don't uproot it, so the definition is still chachila, and you have a steerer in the Mishnah. So the Gemara said, I'll give you another example to prove that hakol does not mean chachila. Ella, hakol ma'arichin, vin ne'erachin, nodrin, vin nidarin. Anyone can say erkei lai, make an erech, which almost said the erechin. You basically have a chart. I say, erkealize somebody and see what age he is, and it goes according to the chart. If you say, take a neder for this person's value, then you go to the slave market and figure out what the person's value is. So everyone can say, erkealize. I can say that someone has, I have to bring their erech, and everyone's ne'erachim. Everyone has a value, so if someone says, they can erech my value, there's a value that they have to give to, and the kol nodrim, anyone can make a neder and say, I'm a neder to bring this person's value, not an erech, but the actual market value. And everyone also, they can noder on me and take my market value. Okay, so it says hakol, and the problem is, so hakol, according to what you're saying now, hakol means lichachila. However, according to, so Gemara says, hachanam lichachila, does that mean you should do that lichachila, take nedarim? V'haksiv, the pasuk says in Devarim, v'chisecht al lindor, loya b'chachet. Right, the Torah says you shouldn't take a neder, so you won't have a sin. Meaning that if you do take a neder, you will have a sin. V'ksiv, and the pasuk in Kohelet says, Tova shelo sidor mishatidor velos shalem. It's better to not take the neder than to take the neder and not pay. Right? Talk to the Gabbai Minshul about that. It's much better to just not take the neder at all. I'm saying that because I got an invoice in the mail. Vitanya, so he says, Vitanya, we had a brisa that says, Tov mizeh umizeh, what's even better than both these. It, the lowest level is to take the neder and not pay. Then the a higher level is to take a neder and to pay. And with Tov mizeh umizeh, what's even better is she ain't no de kolikar. It's not to take a neder at all. So take a neder at all. Divi Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tov mizeh, he says what's best is to take the neder and to pay. Well, you see from here that it's best not to take a neder. Right. The Mishnah that we just quoted in Erechin says Hakol Nodrin, which my according to you, Hakol means the Chachila. How can I be the Chachila if it's best not to take the neder? So the Gemara writes, so that's a good question that you can ask from Rav Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda seems to say the best thing to do is to take a neder and to pay. So the Gemara answers for that. He says, Vefilu Rabbi Yehuda lekamer elab omer hare. Rabbi Yehuda only says that it's good when you say, hare zu, but not hare alai. Hare zu again means, I say, that this should be a korban. There's no achrayis. If it's lost, then it's lost. So I have no achrayis. But to say hare alai, that's incumbent upon me, and now I'm mechayiv my guf, myself, that if anything happens, I still have to bring another animal. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that's also no good. So you see again that taking a neder is not good. Tosos asks, look at the bottom, Abal Omer Eil Elo, Tosos bottom asks, what about a few weeks ago? Vayetzi Yaakov Miber Shav Avliel Charana, and Yaakov says, I'll take a neder, that if you're going to be with me, Bishar Marani B'chol Aderech, takes a neder. Yaakov makes a neder. If it's not, that's supposed to take Nedarim, what's Yaakov doing? Let's look at the bottom of this big Tosos. He says, V'im Tomar, Haksiv, Vayidor Yaakov Neder. Yaakov takes the neder. Uksiv, Esa Shenar Darti Yashalman. Yonah says also, same idea. He takes a neder and I'll pay it. The Yishlomar also says, the Bishas Tzara Shari. When you're times of anguish, times of Tzara, then you can take Nedarim. Kidarmin Bereshis Rabbah, like we says in Bereshis Rabbah, Vidor Yaakov Neder, Lemor Ledorosh, Shunodar in Tzara. It says, Vidor Yaakov Neder, Lemor. The Medrash says was Lemor. Lemor means to teach the old generations that you know Dorin Be'et Tzara. So I heard from Rashai Shefter, he said, so it happens a lot of times. Sometimes you're supposed to take a neder in the 8th Tzara, and I take a neder that I'm a normal neder. I'm going to do A, B, or C. I'm going to wear a tefillah. Takes a neder for the 8th Tzara. And that's not a good example for some people. And then the 8th Tzara passed. So Rosh Hashanah says, you still have to fulfill the neder. Maybe the 8th Tzara passed. You can't say, oh, now it's over, I don't have to do it. It's not the neder just contingent on the 8th Tzara. It's the neder because the 8th Tzara, if you ever do that, make sure to keep the neder all the way through. But still we're stuck, because right now we're saying that Hakol, right, that Hakol is, we try to ask that Hakol could mean B'di'evet. So we're saying, yeah, we're stuck. Here Hakol has to mean B'di'evet. Because Hakol has to be B'di'evet because you can't take a neder l'chatchila, according to this. Tosfos points out that this sugya is according to only one of the Lashonos in the Gemara Nedarim. There's another sheet in the Monadarim that may learn this a little differently. Sorry.
How do you explain saying it's B'di'evet? How do you explain Hakol? Everyone's B'di'evet? Always certain. How do you explain it? Hakol Shoshim B'di'evet?
No.
How do you explain it?
Again, so why are you saying, you're trying to prove that, you're starting to say that every Hakol is L'tathila. Maybe Hakol here is B'di'evet. Like Rashi said before, Hakol Shoshim, everyone was in the Parsha of Shkita, so that if they do Shkita, even B'di'evet, they will be kosher. That's how we read the Rashi. Meaning that Hakol Shoftim is Kikasa Kishera, everyone, even a Nashim or a woman or anything like that, their Shechita would be Kasher B'di'evet.
Right, but have a guy who's a man, he's not B'di'evet, he's a Chachila.
So you have to, what does Hakol mean? Mara have to make a Joshua first, what Hakol's coming to include. So basically we see from this second Mishnah in Erechin that Hakol does mean B'di'evet. And if a kol does mean midyavid, we wouldn't have our kasha. But then the Gemara says, wait a second, the kol a kol lag l'chathilahu? I'll find you plenty of places that a kol is l'chathilah. For example, how do we say the following? Hakol chayav b'sukkah. Everyone's obligated in the sukkah. Hakol chayav b'tzitzis. Everyone's obligated in tzitzis. Hachinami lag l'chathilah? It's a rhetorical question. You can tell me that hakol there means midyavid? Can't be. That's l'chathilah. Hakol chayavim. So the Gemara says, no. There it's different. Chayovim lo ka'amina. You have to look at the Lashon over there. There it says, Hakol chayovim. Everyone is obligated. So by definition, that Hakol is meaning l'chathila. It doesn't say here, Hakol chayovim b'shchita, because it's not true. I'm not mechuyev to do shechita. It's a mitzvah kiyumis, right? There's a lot of mitzvahs like that, you know. There's a mitzvah to divorce your wife. What, that's lechatchila? Now, if the situation arises, the kedoshah gives you a paradigm and how to go about doing it. So too here. So it's not a chuyev. But since it says hakol chayavim, that's lechatchila. But that has no impact on our Mishnah about hakol. So you say, okay, I'll give you another example. Elameata. What about over here? Where did we learn this? This is... Oh, so here, Gemara quotes some Mishnah or something like that doesn't exist. I don't know if you see it. He says here, "Akol somchim echad ha'anashim ve'echad ha'anashim." So if you look, I have it in the Hagos Hatziyunim. Some people have it in the Soros Hashas. So it says, "V'chapasnu b'chol hamakomos v'lo matzinu kein b'shum makom b'shas." We never found this in anywhere in Shas. The idea is that this actual lashon that's just quoted right now doesn't exist in Shas. The idea though does exist. Just an interesting point. El miata kol somchim. Everyone does smicha. Echad ha'anashim ve'echad ha'anashim. Both men and women. Hachinami d'lav l'chachila. You tell them this is also not l'chachila because you just said hakol. You put that from the darim l'darim that kol means b'di'eved. Here it says hakol somchim. Does that mean b'di'eved? It can't be. L'haksiv, the pasuk says in the first parak, fourth pasuk in Vayikra. V'samach yadol al rosh ha'ola v'nirtzol l'chaper alav. It says v'samach. That's you have to do that. So how can you tell me that a kol means b'di'eved? So Gemara says, okay, in, you're right. Sometimes it means this, sometimes it means that. In ika l'chadchila, in ika ha'kol l'chadchila, sometimes ha'kol would mean l'chadchila, the ika di'eved, and sometimes it's di'eved. El ha'kol da'hacha mimayd l'chadchilahu. I think this may be your question. Because the kol here, how do you know that it's l'chadchila? The tikshilach, that you're going to ask a steerer from the safe with the ratio. Dilma di'eved hu, below tikshilach. Maybe ha'kol here means b'di'eved, and it's not a kasha. Read it as one straight statement. So Amalei, so I think this is basically, right, the question was, I'm trying to figure out who asked the question. It was Rav Acha Bered the Rav, or Rav Ashi. So I guess now this is Amalei, must be Rav Ashi responding to Rav Acha. So Amalei, Ana, meaning I, so interesting. Ah means Rav Ashi is asking the question. Originally, it didn't seem like Rav Ashi was asking the question. It just said, Stam, a kol shotun hachilo shkitosan kshera. Tosos proves from here that Rav Ashi is the one who authored or edited the Gemara. Right? Tosos in Ano shkita kshera kakashle, mashma shor Rav Ashi hiksha oso kushya. It's mashma that Rav Ashi was the one who asked the question to begin with. The Gemara, in the first opening line of the Gemara, asks it Stam. It doesn't attribute the question to anybody. And now Rav Ashi is saying, no, what it really meant was, well, where did you come from? Must be that's Rav Ashi, who we know, authored or edited the Gemara. Mashmash Rav Ashi Hiksho Totos says Kusha. The Afapisha Sugya Sa Gemara, even though it was asked Stam as a Stam Sugya Gemara. Umikan Raya, and here's a proof. Rav Ashi Sider Ha Gemara. And Rav Ashi is the one who was Masad the Gemara. And Totos says, wait a second, that can't be, because we're going to see now we have this Kasha, and Abaye and Rav are going to give answers. Abaye and Rav lived well before Rav Ashi. He says, "V'afakav v'abaye v'rav v'nami osu l'shnuyei hakusha." Even though Abaye and Rav are coming to answer this question as well, the heim kadmu habrei Rav Ashi, and they were before Rav Ashi many years. Shema gam b'yameim hukshukfar. Maybe it's a question for generations. They had that question also back then by Abaye, and now Rav Ashi was asking it again. And when asking the question, they gave answers. And the Beis Medrash, they said, we had masorah from what Abaye and Rav had answered. Okay. So Amar Leis, so Rav Ashi says back to Rav Acha, "Ana shchitasan k'sheira kashali." I'm asking not from Hakol. I'm asking from the second part. The second part of the statement was Shkitasan Kshera. It's hard to drag it out. It's the same question for the past 20 minutes. Shkitasan Kshera Kashali. The word Shkitasan Kshera Kashali to me. Midikatani Shkitasan Kshera. The word Shkitasan Kshera, that's definitely the Dievet. That's the Dievet. Michlal, can infer. Takol, the first part, is the Chachila. It's the Chachila. So, E Dievet, because if Hakol Shokhtin in our context is Dievet, Tarti the Aved Lamali. Why do I need two statements to tell me that the Shkita here is Kasha for the Aved? The second statement of Shkitas and Kshera is the Aved, the first statement of Hakol has to be Lechatchila. So the Gemara says, okay, now the Gemara is going to start giving a bunch of answers as to how to answer this. We're going to finish early. We're going to give a bunch of answers, and we're going to start doing the first one. Amar Rabba Bar Ula, Rabba Bar Ula says, Hachikatani. This is how you explain the Mishnah, right? It's not in the words of the Mishnah. This is how they're explaining. They have a problem in the Mishnah. They're trying to figure out what it means. says as follows. Hakol shochtim. It says everyone can do shechita. Meaning hakol comes to include afilu tamei bechulin. Even a tamei person can shecht when it comes to chulin. The Gemara interjects. What do you mean? Tamei bechulin my lemeimra. Why would you think a tamei person can't do shechita? Who cares if he's tamei? Tamei, I guess, not doing shechita on kachim, I hear. But why would it be a problem? So he says, no, we're talking about a case bechulin shenasu al tairas hakodesh. Even after the times of the Beis Hamikdash, even during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, people were very machmir when it came to Tumah Tahara, and they would even treat their chulin as tahara, and they would keep the strictures of tahara even when it came to their chulin. So we say, and it says the kasavar and this Tano holds chulin shenasu al tairas hakodesh kikodesh damu. This Tano holds, I must be machlokas, that when it comes to chulin shenasu al tairas hakodesh, we treat them mamish as kodesh. So therefore, you would think, I guess. You would think that that he shouldn't do the shkita. So the Mishnah says, no, shkita son is kashera. It's kashera l'chachila, keitzen u'osa. How would he do it? Maybe sakin aruka v'shochet bo kishdish lo yiga b'basar. He would just bring a long knife, so he wouldn't have to touch. And maybe someone else would hold it down, they put it in the rings. It would, you know, even with a long knife, the animal can jump around. But do it in a way that he doesn't touch it. And, but b'diyev u'b'mikdashim lo yishchot. When it came to a tummy person shechting hekdesh, that he shouldn't shecht l'chachila. Walk Shema Yiga Basar, because we're concerned that's on a derisive level that maybe he'll touch the Basar. And then the Mishnah continues, but Shikhtasa Kesherah, the Im, Shachat, Va'ama, Barili, Shol, Nagati, Shikhtasa Kesherah. But if a Tamei person shechs the Kachim, and he states, I'm certain that I didn't touch the meat, B'diyevah, that Shikhta is Kesherah, except, and the Mishnah would continue, Chutz Mi'cheri Shoti V'Katan, except for Cheri Shoti V'Katan, Dafilo B'chulin Griti. Even even when it came to chulin, shenasu tairas hakodesh, we would not accept their shechita because shema yishu, shema yidrisu, shema yachlizu. These are three of the five things that come out when it comes to shechita. Shema yishu, maybe they'll delay. You have to go straight through. Maybe you'll delay. Shema yidrisu, when you shecht, you can't put pressure. You can't push the knife. It has to be a slicing motion. You can't push it. But shema yachlizu. Yachlidu, I think, means that you'll press the knife in the middle of the simanim and not start from the end of the simanim. How's he translated?
Shema the knife beneath one of the
pipes. Right, so you go in and then slice from there, as opposed to slicing from there. So we're concerned, and these are things that you can't tell. Right, the other two, there are other psulim, but those psulim you can tell, you can look at it, you can see after the shechita. These are things that you can't tell, because at the end of the day, if someone delayed in shechting and slicing the cut of the vestas, after the fact you can't tell that they delayed, they're sliced. So how does he explain the Mishnah? So he's saying that when if you're talking about chulin shenasu otaris hakodesh, so a tummy person lechachila can shecht, but when it comes to kachim, tummy person only b'dievet can shecht. A cheri shoyt of a katan even lechachila shouldn't shecht chulin shenasu otaris hakodesh. Unless someone's standing upon them, then b'dievet it was kosher. That's how he explains the Gemara. So a few things. Toso says, right? So he says, well, wait a second. What's the problem of a tummy person concerned that maybe he'll touch the meat? Look at Toso's umukdashim. He says, even we're going to see soon, in 120 days, in 19 days, afakav darmin lekamon, de mafrechases harehi kechaya. What happens when you shech the animal? You have after you shech the animal, it twitches. It's called mifracheses. So the Gemara there says that mifracheses is considered to still be alive, just for certain things. So if it's alive, right? So if it's alive, what are you concerned about? The tummy is going to touch it. So he holds it. The animal's alive. It's not kavatumah yet because it's not hechshul kavatumah. He shechs it, and even now that it's dead, he touches it for that moment. Big deal. It's just mifracheses. So he's not going to transfer tumah. So the Gemara says Shema Yiga Achar Pircha. So we're concerned that maybe he'll still touch it after the twitching stops. Inami Dafka the Inin Ha'amad of Haracha Havichaya. Aval Inin Tumah Kev Sheshachat Shnayim or Rosh Shnayim Mekabelas Tumah the Chashiv Ochel. The idea that we say Mefarcheses is still considered alive is for other concepts, from Haracha to see how much it's worth, for Hamada certain things. When it comes to Tumah, we'll make a distinction. We'll say that Tumah, the moment it's shechted, well, that becomes Ochel. Once it's shechted, which is not really true, because you still have to do other parts, things to the animal. But that is still going to consider food right away, and therefore it'll be Mekabel Tumah. The next Toso says, well, wait a second.
It's high for what? It's a chayas or what?
It's alive. not kichaya like it's alive.
And therefore
you can still you can make valuations about it. Gemara and Daf Kuf Kavala, get to it. But the idea, Tosa says, if it's alive, then it's not a kabbal tumah. He says no. It's alive for other things. It's considered alive for other things, which we'll get to, but not when it comes to tumah.
This partial, right?
When yeah.
Yosef went to tell about his brothers who really have ever been a chai.
Right.
Then the Medrash said that they're actually eating. The animal was
Mefrachesis. Oh, okay. I remember the Medrash saying that's a Ben Pakua, but it also says that. Yeah, no, if you read both, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Okay. You know, you're living on the edge. So that's what happens. You got to eat fast, though. All right? You got. Okay. So Shema Yigab Basar Tosel says, well, wait a second. Shema Yigab Basar, well, what. In order for something to be kabbal tumah, it has to become hooksha the kabbal tumah. It has to become wet from one of the seven yad shachadam. It has to become from one of the liquids that something creates susceptibility to tumah. Well, what creates susceptibility to tumah for this animal? That if a tummy touches it, it's going to be a problem. It's not susceptible to tumah. The Tosa says, "Afal gav the dam kachim enu machshir." Oh, wait a second. The blood itself is not machshir. We say dam is not the dam of the kachim is not machshir. We've seen this other concept, chibas hakodes machshares. Like the belovedness of Hekdesh is what makes it Kodesh. There's seven liquids that make something mukshar susceptible to Tumah, and there's an eighth thing, which is Hekdesh itself, makes it susceptible to Tumah. So the concern here is that the tummy is going to shecht a non-kosher animal, the tummy is going to shecht an animal, a Hekdesh animal, going to make a tummy, the Hekdesh was because of the Chibos Kodesh. Or the Tosa says, Oh, Shehevira Binar, Vadayim Machshir Tofeyachalel. Or they brought it to the base of Middash through the river, and the water is still, it didn't dry off yet. You know, it didn't dry off yet. The Im Tomar, Vamailo Ka'amar Dol Yishchot Mishum Dilma Limshach, Asi Limshach Bifnim. Maybe the problem is that the reason why he can't shecht is because this guy's Tame. And we're concerned that he's going to pull the animal into the base of Middash. He's Tame. So be concerned lest he enters the base of Middash. He says, no, because, and he brings an example before, he says, no, because when it comes to someone who's Tameh, he knows that he can't go into the base of Mikdash. Someone who's Tahor, there's concern that a Yisrael who's Tahor might blow into the next sections of the base of Mikdash. But someone who's Tahor, so wait, if you're out of the Parsha completely, you recognize that you're out of the Parsha. Tosa says, two lines before they get wide, he says, V'yish lomar, the betar, ikal l'migzer tvei, more of a reason to make a gzera, the dilma asil lamshuche, because maybe you'll be drawn further in. About Tame, Mrs. Zari Midgar. Someone who's Tame is really going to be concerned. And then Rabbeinu Ephraim asks a bigger question. Hicks Rabbeinu Ephraim, and I don't understand the answer here. Hecha Yitachin Shetiyesh Sakin Aruka Kokah, right? Nehara Bayis at Ezra Sisrael. Thy Tame Mokminuli Besamach Apatame Mace. We're going to establish later on that the Tame we're talking about here is someone who's Tame Mace. Someone who's Tame Mace can't even enter. He has to stay all the way outside. Where's the Makam Shchita? That's all the way in the Azara. It's 135 amos away. How's he possibly shechting? A regular, not a Torah person, can walk up to the Ezra Yisrael, the 11 amos section, and take a little longer knife and shecht over there. But how is this guy who's Tamei Mace, who's all the way outside the Mace of Middash? He's 130. That's a long knife. That's not a knife. That's a knife. You know, that's a really. That's a long knife. So Tosos gives a few answers. I don't understand so much. One answer he says is that we're talking about a bum over here. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But it's a good question. So I think
there's no Lazara.
Right?
There's no Lazara.
Right. So there's no problem. Okay. So the whole way of interpreting this Mishnah. So who's doing in the times of Obama? Who's doing Chulin Shenasu Otaris Hakodesh? The whole thing is very. It's Tosas is stuck. I think because it's a Metzias question. It's a difficult Metzias. Okay. So that was.
Right. You have to say it's
Tamei Mace. We'll see later on, right? Because maybe it's Tamei Sheretz, maybe it's something else. Okay. The assumption is that it's Tamei Mace. Okay, so now we have to. The Gemara just explained the first answer of how to explain our Mishnah. The Mishnah was we're talking about Kachim Shenasu Tayrus Hakodesh. Lichachila Tamei person can shecht it. When it comes to Hekdesh, Lichachila Tamei person shouldn't shecht it, but b'di'evet. If he says I didn't touch it, is Yotze? It's kosher b'di'evet. The chayyim shot to the katan shouldn't even shecht the chulin shnasal taras kodesh even b'di'evet. But the Mishnah is talking about chulin shnasal taras kodesh, so we could stay in that. So then, okay, fine. If that's the case, well, let's continue in the Mishnah, right? The chulin sheshachtu Right? The Mishnah said, the last Mishnah was, Bikulon Sheshachtu Lachemin Rowin Osan Shkitasa Kesheira. What's that dealing with? Ahai, and who's it talking about? Ilema Cherishotu Vekatan. If we're talking about Cherishotu Vekatan, Ahai Kai. Why are you making a separate statement? Just continue with the statement. The last statement before this was talking about Cherishotu Vekatan. Right? Which basically said, the Cherishotu Vekatan shouldn't even shecht. Shouldn't even shet the chulin, should not tires of kodesh. And it says, v'chulon, what do you mean chulon? We're talking about them already. So he says, right, it should say, the im shach to be baile. It should just continue with the im, and if they did, that's how it should say it. Ella atame v'chulon. Maybe we're going back and saying that a tame person shet in chulin, should not tires of kodesh, the chulin should shach to, if other people see it, then it's shera. Well, can't be talking about a regular tame person. Ha'amat l'chachilin amishachit. We just said that that's the l'chachila case. And a tummy person can shet chulin shenasul tayrus hakodesh. So what do you need somebody else standing above him to make it kosher? Ella a tummy b'mukdashim. Well, maybe it's talking about a case of a tummy person shet b'mukdashim, which he said is only kosher b'di'evit. So what do I need the chulin? Why do I need the statement of the chulin v'achim rona so? But bari lisagi, he's a believer on his own. He doesn't need other people standing him on him. The way you explained the Mishnah was that if he states, yes, I was tummy, I shet b'mukdashim, I wasn't supposed to, but I did with my long knife. And I shechted Mukdashim, and I guarantee I didn't touch, sorry, it's probably talking about chulin.
No, Kodesh Adam.
Right, and he says, so then that it's valid. So it's enough for he make the statement himself. What do you need? Achirim Odim Al-Gabo. So what's that less? So the Gemara says, no, what's going on here is the Lase of the Kaman. It's talking about the guy, it's talking about a case where the Tomei shechted the Hekshit, the Kachim. Typically, he would be believed if he said that I didn't touch it. The problem is, it's the lesser Kaman. He's not here initially. We can't ask him. So if we can't ask him, but there are other people who were there and said, no, we saw it, we were there, then we would believe them as well, and it would still be kosher. So Tosos S, also, this last part of Tosos, he says, Va'afal gav d'azara rishus harabim. What's going on here? It's a suffix tumma. It's a suffix. He's not here. So it's a suffix tumma of Rosh Hasharabim. And we know what the rules are. If we have a doubt whether tumma came about in Rosh Hashayachid, we go to Chumra. If we have a doubt in Rosh Hasharabim, we go to Kula. So why do we have to ask people over here? It's a suffix tumma of Rosh Hasharabim. It's the Azara. People all over the place. It's a suffix tumma of Rosh Hasharabim. If he's not here, you should still say it should be the Matayar. He says, right close, it says, V'yafakab da Azara Rosh Hasharabim, he could amar perakam de psachim. This suffik is not like all other sveikos in Rosh Hasharabim. Mishum derov pamim lo yuchal yizar miliga. Then he asked the bum again. He says, yeah, suffik tumim Rosh Hasharabim is taller. But you got to look at the situation. A suffik tumim Rosh Hasharabim is that I was in Rosh Hasharabim and I walked. Did I walk over this way? Did I walk this way? Here we're talking about shechting animals in the base of Middash. What are the chances that you didn't touch it? It's not, it doesn't even get to that, if you have that long knife,
not
I guess.
Not all suffix are created equal.
What?
Not all
sveikos are created equal. And that's why Tosos says, I rebama asi shaper. And if we're talking about a bama, it makes more sense. Because if you're talking about the Azara, we just said that he's 135 amas away. If you're talking about a bama, then he could be right there, and then more likely than not, he touches him. No, it's good. Maybe the bama gadol. I don't know. So the Gemara then says, fine. So that's the first way we answered the Mishnah. Again, the question in the Mishnah was, it seems to be stiros in the Lashonos. Hakol shoftim means lechachila, right? Shiktas l'kasheira seems to be b'di'evet. What's the case? So the first answer that we gave from Rabbi Bar Ula was, we're talking about shkulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. Hakol shoftim means even though you're supposed to keep it as kodesh, lechachila someone tamei can still shecht the chulin. When it comes to the hekdesh itself, that's only kasher b'di'evet. The Cheresh showed to the Katan should not even be shechting Chulin Shanasu Ataras HaKodesh. They should not be shechting it at all. But they should not be shechting at all. Even B'diev, they shouldn't do it. Now, B'kulon Sheshachtu V'Chein Ro, in the case of the Tame who shechted the Hekdesh, if he's no longer there, and we can't ask him whether or not he touched it or not, if other people saw it, then also it's Kasher B'diev. Very, very, interesting case. I try to read it to the words of the Mishnah. So then the Gemara asks, right, it doesn't flow, as I said, it doesn't flow with the Gemara. You gotta, chisuri mechzera, for sure, if that's the case. Okay, so the Gemara then asks, wait a second. the din that, right, Hat Tamil B'Mukdashim in Hacha Nafka, Rashi says, Klomer, Hacha Stamul Rebbe Mastisen, the idea, I guess, that a Tamei who Shechs Mukdashim is Kasher B'Dievet, we learn it from here? I mean, that you just established that this Mishnah is teaching us this Halacha. We don't learn it from here, right? We learn it from here. May Hasam Nafka. We learn it from the Gemara and Zvachim, and Aflam and Aleph. There it says, Kol Hapsulim, any one who's puzzled to do the abode in the Karbanos, Sheshachatu, that did Shkita, Shkita's and Kshera. Their Shkita is Kasher. Sheshkita Kshera, because Shkita is Kasher, by Karbanos, Bizarim, Nakohanim, Binashim, women, Ube Avadim, servants, slaves, Ube Temeim, and even Temeim, Bathilu, Bikache Kachim, Ube Vash, Temeim, Nogan Basar, even when it comes to Kache Kachim, so long as the Temeim don't touch the meat. So we already learned it over there. What are you telling me that this is what the Mishnah is teaching us over here? That can't be the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no. Hacha Iker, here is the main source to teach me that a Tamei person can shecht mukdashim, right? But Hasam, only there, it's mentioned Derech Agav. Hasam, Aidi, the Tana, Shar Psulim, Tainami Tamei Mukdashim. Since it mentioned all other Psulim, it also mentioned the Tamei, the Ibai Seima, or you could say it the other way around. Ibai Seima, Hasam Iker. There, the Gemara Zvachim is the Iker case where we learn that Tamei can shecht mukdashim. It makes more sense because that's what we're talking about. Kachim. The name of that Masechta is Vachim. The name of this Masechta is Chulin. So it makes more sense that we're talking about Hektish by Hektish, not by Chulin. You notice, but Hacha, I did the Tana Tamei B'Chulin, Tanami Tamei B'Mutashim. Here it's mentioned there in Agav. Since the first part is talking about Tamei person Shechting Chulin, we're going to mention also in the Mishnah Tamei person Shechting Hektish. But it's not being redundant. It's just repeating itself because it comes along within the context.
So why is
the
knife not
we'll get to it. The Gemara is going to ask that. Well, that's the next question of the Gemara. I think that's the next question of the Gemara, which we will pick up with tomorrow. Okay. Have a great day.
I believe you didn't do that tomorrow after the tunnel speech.